Hello, friends. Thanks for joining me today on the Deeper Daily Podcast as we are journeying through the book of Romans. We've hit a little sidetrack here the last couple of days as we deal with Paul's statement of Romans 4:2. If Abraham was justified by works, he has something to boast about, but not before God. For what does the scripture say? Abraham believed God, it was counted to him for righteousness. We're going to get into that scripture probably tomorrow. But for today, we're comparing that thought with James's thought from James 2:21. Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? I dealt with the contradiction yesterday and why it's okay to admit there are some inconsistencies there and what those inconsistencies tell us about the writers. But I also told you that I want to deal with another possibility, and I'm not trying to create a reason for James to say this. It's just that I do see this reason. I think that James is dealing with a people, and I hinted at this yesterday when I told you that about the Jewish exemption. When the Romans would ask the Jew people who was God, they were to answer Caesar. But Jews were given an exemption from this, and they were allowed to continue to practice their religion and declare Yahweh to be God. But they were not, Jesus was not part of that exemption. And so to declare Jesus to be Lord, which is what a Christian would do, later on as this, as we progress towards deeper into that first generation church, that would be a problem because Christians would be persecuted for claiming that Jesus is Lord. Now we may be a little early in the timeline for that to be a valid argument. I'm just throwing that out there in James 2. But I do see as a distinct possibility that James is talking about how people perceive you in your faith. And the reason I say that is because James spends an absurd amount of time. Please pardon my saying that. But it's an amazing amount of time dealing with the perspective of rich and poor and personal favoritism. There's a little bit of that in the middle of chapter 1, and then he opens chapter 2 by talking about how we don't hold the faith of Jesus with partiality. You don't hold the faith of Jesus when you judge people based on how they look or based upon, you know, their background. And that's his only mention of Jesus in this whole book. It's not really a book about Jesus. I mean, he mentions Jesus in verse 1 when he talks about that he's a bondservant of Jesus. But this is not a book focusing the reader on Christ. Instead, in a lot of ways, the book of James is a book focusing the reader on the reader, which is completely different than the way Paul would present the gospel. And so in that second chapter, he's talking about how the poor and the rich, there should be no difference, and how we should love our neighbor as we love ourselves. He calls this the royal law, or literally the kingdom law in James 2:8, how it's a sin to show partiality, and that you don't have the right to brag about your ability to keep the law, because if you keep one, you'll break the other, and so to stop judging people based upon their failures in the law. And that transitions him to say, what profit would it be for you to have faith but not have works? And I think based upon that context, James is saying, you brag a lot about being who you are, but if you're judging people on the way they look and you're judging people because they break a law, you've forgotten mercy. Mercy is supposed to triumph over judgment. That's James 2:13. He says, really, you have a faith that doesn't have any action behind it. You claim Christ, but you don't do anything with Christ, but sit around and judge people. And he said, I mean, even the demons know that there's a God, and you know that too. But and then he uses the Abraham example in verse 21. Was Abraham justified by works when he offered Isaac? Do you see that faith was working together with works? By works, faith was made perfect, and the scripture was fulfilled, which says, Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. He was called the friend of God. So he even quotes the same verse Paul quotes, but he comes away with a little different thought. You could say that he is saying that it was fulfilled in the eyes of those who could see him, that people did not see what he was until they saw his action with Isaac. I'll give James that. Maybe that's where James is with his understanding of the Abraham believed God passage. Now, having done all of that, tomorrow we're actually going to look at the passage that James quotes and that Paul quotes in our scripture that we're studying, Romans 4:3. What does the scripture say? Abraham believed God. It was counted to him for righteousness. You want some homework? Go read Genesis 15. We're going to dig into that a little bit tomorrow as we start to see exactly what this means. Hope you've enjoyed the podcast. We're here every single day, 365 days a year, and we are journeying through right now the book of Romans, having a tremendous time. Go check out our Facebook page, Paul White Ministries. Check out our website, paulwhiteministries.com. I'll see you tomorrow. God bless.